Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Carolina Let's just Panthers. Let Jake DeLome talk, and we'll just sit out for a bit.
Yeah, but Jake can get away with bringing up Leggett and Wiggins. You know what I mean? I feel like he's earned that with the fans. We apparently have not. Jake DeLome joining us right now, Panthers legend and one of the voices on the Panthers radio network to talk about what the Panthers might do over the next couple of days. Jake, what's going on, man? How you been?
I'm doing great. It's certainly a lot different than a year ago. A year ago today, I was in Charlotte already for the big party at Bank of America Stadium because we had the first overall pick, and so now we're going to take a little nap on draft night tonight, you know. But that's okay. Listen, that's all right. Listen, it is what it is. We'll know in a couple of years if the right decision was made in regards to Bryce. But you know, I'm just excited for the draft. I'm one of these nerds. I love it. I love everything about it. I can't wait for tonight. And my phone's going crazy today, just buddies and ex-players. And, like, we love it. I mean, it's just part of our DNA and the excitement of it. And, you know, I'm excited for these kids, and I'm anxious to see how the draft unfolds. Because I'll be honest, after pick number one, I don't know what's going to happen tonight.
I
think I'm more excited for the theater that goes on and all the jockeying and all the lies that have been told the last month or so.
Do you have a, like, before we talk about the Panthers and wide receivers and all these guys we've been discussing, you know, you're into the draft. I could tell, you know, the way you're talking about it. You play quarterback. Do you have, like, a couple of favorites in this quarterback class, first-round guys?
You know, it's funny. I was talking with Billy Joe Tolliver, a longtime player, was one of my mentors early on. I was with him Friday, and he asked me to rank him how I would, and I kind of ranked what I thought, and I really and truly thought Williams was head of the class. I just think the way he can pass the football, I think he's head of the class. The Jaden Daniels, watching him play pretty much every game the last 2 years due to the fact proximity of Baton Rouge and how much, you know, traction that gets, I thought he improved greatly as a passer, but he made SEC defenses look slow when he ran by him this year. That's just unheard of. I'm a big fan of Drake May also. I just think, I'm not so sure. I just think there were some issues this year offensively. I think losing, was it Phil Longo when he lost him after his sophomore year? There's something about May. And if you try to read tea leaves, and I think we all do, I saw a clip from Kevin O'Connell, and he talked about quarterback a play. This was last weekend, and he said something to the effect of, I don't worry about a quarterback's feet. I think that can be coached. And so that's kind of making me think, okay, is this, are they making a push for Drake May? Because, you know, I don't know. The McCarthy kid, that's the wild card to me. I haven't seen enough. I just think he did what he was supposed to do in that offense. Is he most NFL ready? He might be. The way Jim Harbaugh runs his scheme and under center and the shifts, the motions, the timing of motions and things of that nature and recognizing defenses and doing what he wants. Bo Nix, you know, I love his competitiveness. I'm not so sure elite traits, to be quite honest. And the same thing with Penix. I think he has a very strong arm. I think he's wonderfully accurate down the field. Some of the short level stuff. But listen, this is a 30,000 foot view. It's not like I put on you know, all 22 tape and watch that. This is just strictly, you know, 30,000 foot view. And that's kind of, you know, my take on these guys. And I guess the whole thing with McCarthy, to me, is that C.J. Stroud last year, where was that Georgia game? We saw the Georgia game one time and our jaws dropped, but we didn't see that the rest of the time because he wasn't asked to do that. You know, so the McCarthy deal, what was he asked to do or not to do?
Yeah,
so is there that element? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see.
Jake, one more quarterback question before I get into the Panther prospects and their scenarios. When you're analyzing a quarterback now in 2024, and it's changed a whole lot, even from the middle of your career, the game has changed. What attribute, when you're analyzing a quarterback, are you watching for the most in these young players right now?
I think the biggest thing for me is just the eyes and where does the head go. I want to see, do they look at the rush? Do they keep their eyes downfield? The subtle movements in the pocket. I mean, we all seen Tom Brady's painfully run 40-yard dash at the combine, right?
Yes.
But Tom Brady in the pocket, he was, in my opinion, he was Baryshnikov.
Yep.
The way he just, those subtle movements in the pocket, just those little movements on his feet and things like that. I look at things like that. I saw some flashes from Bryce, and this is not just a a typical Panther plug. You saw flashes last year of some of the plays he made, the quick reaction, just the accuracy of what he can do. I just think we didn't see enough of it, and I think that was a lot of factors that played into that. So I look for just can you recognize what's going on when you don't see a hot? And every now and then you cannot see one, but when you get decapitated because you don't see one, to me that's a feel. You don't feel. There's no innate feelness. I just think you watch some of those things. Those things are just I don't know how much you can coach that. I just think it's natural. Either you have it or you don't.
We're talking with Jake DeLome. You probably know that voice. I probably don't even need to say, Bone, who we're talking to.
I guess so. I'm in Louisiana with a thick accent.
Panther legend with a very identifiable
accent.
I didn't
think this was John Fox.
Slightly different. So, Jake, we've been spending so much time going over these wide receivers because, hey, we want Bryce to get yet another playmaker. And the class is so good. Like, it looks like such a good group even after the first round. What do you think about this group of receivers? And do you have one that you think, like, would really fit the most with the Panthers?
Yeah, one that gets open, catches the football, and makes plays. I mean, listen, Steve Smith was a third-round pick. I'm sorry. You know, he was never not explosive. He came out the womb explosive. You know, like that's kind of, and like his punt return skills. So you don't know. I mean, Puka Nacua, what? He ran a 4.59 or 4.640, and nobody could cover him that last year. So look, we don't know. I love some of these guys. The neighbor's kid, I've been watching him since high school. He's from Lafayette, where I'm from. And so I've been watching him since high school. Marvin Harrison Jr., I don't know if much more needs to be said. The Dunze kid. But there's so many, and you hear it deep, but I'm assuming you might have seen the stat that was put up yesterday somewhere along one of these platforms about the bust rate.
Yeah.
The second contract deal, it's amazing. What was it? Almost 75% of the receivers didn't get a second contract, the first-round guy.
Yeah, it was only 27% of, and I forget the amount of years. This was from Hembo, who's one of the big researchers for Mike Greenberg at ESPN. It's only 27% of players got a second contract that were first-round wide receivers. So that is like, that's the biggest, that's the riskiest early draft position, I guess.
Okay, so who's the two best receivers we've seen in a Panther uniform? In my opinion, I play with both of them.
Yeah.
One's a third rounder, and one was a second rounder. Yeah. You know, it is what it is. I mean, and I'm not to say, like, DJ Moore, where was DJ taken? Was he late? Was
late
he
18 first.
Or, late first, yeah. You know, so I thought he was an excellent wide receiver. So we'll see. I like a lot of them. Yes, you hear about the Leggett kid and things like that, and I know a lot's being made. They said they were going to take me, and, well, everybody I've ever talked to that has been drafted, I wouldn't know because I wasn't, but they always thought, wow, I thought I was going here. They told me. I mean, I think Canales said it yesterday. That's how you kind of start a conversation sometimes, and you just kind of get the feel. So we'll see. I'm a big fan of the kid from Florida State. I like Keon Coleman. Again, straight homer talk here. I watched him since high school. He's from my neck of the woods. I know he didn't run that great, but didn't he have the fastest, wasn't it, 22 miles an hour last year or something? He had one of the fastest times recorded. I don't know. I just, big playmaker, can go and attack the ball. The kid from Texas, the burner. He's
worthy.
I don't think he's a track guy. I think he's a football player that could run track. I think that's a big difference. You have a track guy that tries to play football, or you have a football player that can run track. I think he's a football player because he's a really good returner. Now, do those guys get there? I mean, I don't know. You know, we don't know how it's going to shake out, what happens. And I'm assuming we stay put. I would be shocked if we go in the first round. But if we have somebody rated extremely high, then we move in. But I could see us staying there. And you know, what if there's a three or four guys we love that's available after tonight, and we have the 39th pick, and the team is dying for someone, and they come up, and we gain an extra second next year or an extra fourth this year, whatever it may be. Let's just let it play out, and hopefully, you know, Dan can hit it. I feel confident in a lot of the guys he signed this offseason. That's very encouraging to me. Love the two big guys that he signed up front with Corbett back. I like what we're doing. I like the Deontay Johnson, and I think a lot's being made of, you know, the Pittsburgh situation. But, look, it is what it is. I think Canales knows how to get people the football, and I think Bryce is unbelievably accurate. I saw it with my own eyes when he does have some time. So we'll see. It's a. I'm excited. I'm cautiously optimistic. I'm not poo-pooing this season like you kind of hear some of these pundits say. And I will admit, I'm throwing them under the bus. Luke and I talk a great deal about it. We're quietly optimistic about going into this season. Last year, rookie quarterback, I thought we would stick hopefully 7-win team. Did not think we would have two. This has a different feel and smell to it. I'll be very honest with you. I think it does. I've been told it kind of does feel that way. And look, let's hope we hit on the draft. Let's hope we can hit and Dan can hit a couple of guys and find a Chris Jenkins, find a Steve Smith, find a Will Witherspoon, find a Ricky Manning Jr. You know, find some of those guys that's not first round picks that made a tremendous impact. Mike Rucker, Mike Minner. I mean, look, they're there. Those guys are there.
You mentioned in passing Deontay Johnson, and we see from where we sit the term route running with Deontay Johnson, one of the best in the league in Pittsburgh at running routes. How important is that attribute of what he's good at, route running, going to be for the progression of Bryce Young?
Well, listen, I think he can get separation. I'm a big – Steve Smith was the greatest separator I've ever seen in my life when he can get separation from somebody, and I think Bryce has unbelievable anticipatory skills. I saw it with my own eyes last year, and I think his innate accuracy, especially kind of in that short area type region, I think he's extremely, you know, balanced in his feet and can kind of get his hips flipped real quick and get the ball out. So I think that's going to help tremendously. And just watching what Canales did with some of the receivers in Tampa last year, Trey Palmer, rookie wide receiver from Nebraska via LSU, you know, he had an impact. Mike Evans, certainly he's going to show up. But it took a little bit with Chris Godwin, and as they went along, he got a little better. But I think Canales does a really good job. And think about it, his history, it comes with all shapes and sizes, from the DK Metcalf to the Lockett. You know, so it can kind of come in all shapes and sizes. It's not one particular type mold that he's kind of looking for. So, you know, hopefully we can add another playmaker, and because you can't have enough of those in the NFL. And Adam Thielen, I think, was phenomenal last year. I think he kind of went above and beyond what anyone ever thought. I'll be honest with you, I hope he doesn't catch 100 passes this year. I hope he catches 75, and we have other guys that have 90 and things like that. I mean, I hope it's more of a collective group, to be quite honest, because he was our money guy last year if there ever was such.
All right, Jake. Hey, it's great to catch up with you, man. I can tell you're cranked up about this draft the way we are. Appreciate you as always, and we'll talk to you once the season gets closer, man. Thanks so much.
Jake. Hey, man. Thank you all very much. Have a great day.
Wake up weekday mornings with Mac and Bone, only on Sports Radio 92.7 FM WFNZ.
The official home of the Charlotte Sports Fan.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.